From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we've got an anniversary for a cafe mixing social justice and music, a Beethoven marathon, and a rock and roll wunderkind. David Wiegand and I were wunderkinds once. At least that's the way I'm going to choose to remember it.
Anyway. I don't know. I wonder about that.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. I outpunned you.
You did. Thank you. I'm glad to hand off the crown. Let's blast off with a Kid Rocker. I don't need water and I don't need ice. I don't need anyone's advice. I don't need. That's Matt Jaffe and his band, The Distractions. This kid is 19 or 20.
He's 20 now. He's really getting up there.
But he's only touring this summer because he's still at Yale, in school.
Yeah, it's really tough. But he really is great. He's he was discovered by Jerry Harrison, the former Talking Heads guy. And Matt Jaffe is, he looks, I'm sorry, but he looks 12.
Yes.
But he plays guitar with such maturity and such authority
and
such
energy.
And
he writes pretty good songs, yeah.
He writes pretty good songs, and he's not just like a boy band wannabe.
Matt Jaffe and the Distractions play Brick and Mortar in San Francisco tonight. The American Conservatory Theater has been wishing for a second venue smaller than its Geary Theater for years, and it finally has one. The Strand opens this week on Market Street, not that far from UN Plaza. Still kind of a grody area, but it's booming, of course, because it's this high-tech corridor now.
And it's great that Twitter's there. It's great that high-tech is there. But I think that the presence of the Strand really also makes a statement about the city that culture is very, very welcome and very, very key to how we're going to grow.
Yeah, Carol Church's play Love and Information continues at the Strand Theater, that's ACT's new theater, on San Francisco's Market Street through August 9th. And here's a story about a cafe and community center where music plays a special role. Love that music. That's Orquesta La Moderna Tradición coming later this month to Berkeley's La Peña. And this is a Berkeley cafe founded by Chilean exiles that's celebrating its 40th anniversary. And back in 1975, they wanted a place with a dual focus, left-wing politics and traditional music. And now the sons and daughters of some of the founders are running the place with the same goals. And I talked earlier this week to Aaron Lorenz. He's the incoming director.
You know, I think at La Peña, what we're most interested in finding ways to create connections, you know, have music and theater and poetry speak to our intellectual concerns and our passions and the principles that we stand for.
La Peña will celebrate its 40th anniversary through the month, but you can go there anytime during the year and find extraordinary programs, great music, and a lot to talk and think about.
Yeah, a very different tradition now, David, from Joey Arias. He's a drag queen, a performance artist, and he does a dead-on impression of Billie Holiday, and I guess he has for years, but it's very timely right now.
It is very timely because this year is the 100th anniversary of Billie Holiday's birth, and Joey Arias was like part of the club scene, like, 20, 30 years ago in New York, and he was extreme. He was out there. He was, just pushed all the boundaries. And over the years, he's continued to do that. He's an amazing performer, and he's going to be celebrating Billie Holiday for her, what would have been her 100th birthday.
Joey Arias plays the Great American Music Hall on Tuesday night. The San Francisco Symphony kicks off its end-of-the-season Beethoven Festival this week with performances of the Missa Solemnis. That That's just a taste of how amazing the Mrs. Solemnis is. And I saw this on Wednesday night. It's just awesome. I mean, really, in the truest sense of the word, this great mass. And this is part of kicking off the Beethoven Festival for the symphony.
Right.
I have to say, I'm a little disappointed that they're doing Beethoven. It seems like very conventional fare. They could be something more adventurous. But they're certainly going deep.
I have to take issue with you because I think what happens is that you think, well, I've heard this before. And then you go to San Francisco Symphony, and then you hear it when Michael Tilson Thomas
does it very well.
And I love that he explores things that we think we know and gives us a whole new perspective on it. I am looking forward to it.
The San Francisco Symphony's Beethoven Festival continues through June 28th. Time to rock now.
Went to school in that place, mother. No one took my life on paper. If I could just get that phone, you got me so true. I treat you too.
That's White Fence, and they're playing along with a great lineup at a benefit for the San Francisco Rock Project, the city's it's the city's only performance-based rock music school, so I guess they get the kids up and perform for crowds of people.
Yeah, and the kids will be performing at this benefit, too, which is really great. And there'll also be some, you know, people like White Fence, Magic Trick, and Male Gaze. But, you know, I love the fact that kids are taking an academic approach to rock and roll, and these kids have great futures. Whether they go into the business or not, they're learning something really valuable.
The San Francisco Rock Project benefit is Sunday night at 7 p.m. at the Rickshaw Stop, and tickets are $15 in advance, $17 at the door. That is our cheap thrill for the week. Great deal. And David, something extra you wanted to add, something we could squeeze in, a shout-out.
That's right. I wanted to point out that this month is the 150th anniversary of Juneteenth, the celebration of African-American freedom and culture. And you can celebrate it all over the Bay Area, beginning with the San Francisco Juneteenth Parade on the 13th. There will also be celebrations in Berkeley the 21st, Oakland and San Jose on the 27th, Pittsburgh on the 20th and 21st, and I'm sure other places around the Bay Area.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with Howard Wiley swinging with his band Extra Nappy tonight and tomorrow at Cafe Stritch in San Jose. He's a great tenor saxophone player, and he always promises that the music will be sexy. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on these shows and so many more at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.